The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. The world may cease to exist. Evidently, Facebook is down. I have no idea how widespread, but I can't get it. Jeff, my engineer, can't get it. It's down. How will the world survive even for minutes without Facebook? I have no idea what's going on, but evidently right now Facebook is down. All through that entire break, I've been debating in my own heart and mind whether I should even mention this, and I think I will. I do have Twitter up. Twitter is working. And I just saw from 7 minutes ago a couple of tweets from Jonathan Falwell. And I think it's good news. I would imagine all of you are very familiar with the controversy about Liberty University and Jerry Falwell Jr. Now, I've never met Jerry Falwell Jr. I've never met Jonathan Falwell. I met Jerry Sr. on a couple of occasions. Didn't really know him. He would have no idea who I was. But had enormous respect for Jerry Falwell Sr. Just enormous respect. He was a man of incredible vision and passion and compassion. He really was. To be really just candid, and this is from a complete outsider, I don't know anything about the workings at Liberty University. I was on campus one time, but for a long time, I've been concerned about the leadership of Jerry Falwell Jr. Just concerned about the direction of the university and his leadership and so forth. Well, he is now gone, under a cloud of suspicion and scandal. And where that's all going to end, I don't know. There have been lawsuits and counter-lawsuits and so forth. But Jerry Privo is the interim pastor. Now, I've known about Jerry Privo for many years. He pastored a megachurch in Alaska, of all places. He pastored for many, many years, probably the largest church in the entire state of Alaska. A man of integrity and honesty, a great preacher, a man of vision. In fact, Jerry Privo reminds me a lot of Jerry Falwell Sr. He is the interim president. He took over from Jerry Falwell Jr. Well, it was no secret that there was a rift between the two Falwell boys, Jonathan and Jerry Jr. I don't know how serious it was. You know, some people said they wouldn't even speak to each other. Other people said that, yeah, they spoke to each other, but they didn't get along. And what I do know is that for several years, Thomas Road Baptist Church, which was the church that Jerry Falwell Sr. started and pastored, and it was out of that church that Liberty University was born. At first, it was Liberty Baptist College, and then it became Liberty University. And so there was a very close relationship between Thomas Road Baptist Church and Liberty University until Jerry Sr. died, Jerry Jr. became the president, and that relationship, what I've heard, was almost completely severed. How serious it was, I don't know, and I don't pretend to know, but it wasn't very close. Evidently, that has changed. The tweet from Jonathan Falwell says this, and I quote, "I'm grateful for the opportunity to help shepherd Liberty University in its original mission of training young champions for Christ. However, this responsibility will not rest with me alone. LU's spiritual mission is the responsibility of thousands of staff, faculty, and students. We must work together to accomplish it. I will continue to pastor Thomas Road Baptist Church as I serve with Dr. Prevost and an amazing team in LU's Office of Spiritual Development to further God's vision for Liberty University." Now, again, this is coming from someone who knows very little about this. I am a complete outsider, but I am just so encouraged because Jonathan Falwell is a great preacher. And he has done, I mean, he stepped into the shoes of a legend, his dad. And that usually doesn't end well. If you know anything about mega churches and the person who immediately succeeds, someone who is a living legend, it usually doesn't end well. Jonathan has done an unbelievable job in taking Thomas Road Baptist Church farther, higher than his dad did. Done a great job. And I think it should be encouraging to the entire Christian community that the church and Pastor Jonathan Falwell is now working again in the Office of Spiritual Development at Liberty University. Liberty University has been used greatly by God through the years. But many people was concerned about the spiritual depth of the university under the previous administration. So I pray that Liberty University's greatest days are ahead. Jerry Falwell Sr. planted the seeds of something absolutely incredible. And I pray that not only will Thomas Road Baptist Church continue to flourish and win people to Christ, I pray that Liberty University does the same. I pray that the... I pray that the days of controversy are behind them. If you are a Christian university standing for the truth, you will always have controversy. The world will hate you. If you read through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and if you listen to what Jesus said to his disciples and how often he warned them, "Hey, guys, they hated me. They're going to hate you." The time will come when people will believe they are doing God a service when they kill you. So if you're living for Christ, you can always expect controversy. But I pray that the kind of controversy that they have experienced recently will be behind them, and the future will be greater even than their past. I pray that's the case. But I was just encouraged reading Jonathan Falwell's tweet. Good for him. Good for Jerry Prevost. And I've said this before. Liberty University is the world's largest Christian university. What happens there should concern all of us. And we should all pray for their continued success. All right. We'll take the final break, and then we'll be back.
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
We're going to wrap things up. If you've ever heard the beginning of my program at 3:30, we play an opening at 3:30. We normally don't play it in any other time during the program unless we're simulcasting, as we do sometimes with Washington, D.C. or Tampa. But that opening, I recorded a few years ago, and I've thought often about updating it, changing it. And then I thought, no, it really expresses what I want to express. Oh, by the way, the Earth Can Continue to Spin, Facebook is back up. Facebook is back up. Come off the ledge. You don't need to jump. Anyway, Facebook is back up. I have no idea what happened, but it was down for a while. But at the beginning of the program, I talk about the cross. And, you know, you can get any piece of material, wood, plastic, or whatever, and you can put it in millions of configurations until you put them perpendicular to each other and you form a cross, then all of a sudden everybody freaks out. Then I also say, even though I recorded it and hear it every day, I don't remember verbatim what I say, but it's something about the answer to America's problems is not in Congress, not in Washington, D.C., not in the White House, but in the pulpits and the pews of America. I do believe that. I do believe that what's happening in your church and my church is more important than what happens in the next election. That's why in the last election, I was very concerned that many, many, many Christians put almost all of their time, effort, energy, and money into getting a particular political candidate elected, and they neglected their church. And they neglected spiritual things. Well, here is an illustration of how important the spiritual battle is in our country, and how wicked, evil politicians are bad for America, but wicked, evil pastors and ministers are worse for America than corrupt politicians. Here, listen to this headline. Christian religious leaders sign letter supporting abortion. Here's the story. This is out of Vermont, by the way. In a letter to the editor of the Brattleboro Reformer, these religious leaders argued that abortion is health care and that health care is a basic human need. They said, quote, "Health care is a basic human need and central to our liberty and dignity. All individuals should have the right to an equal opportunity to access the highest attainable level of health. Everyone deserves equal access to the full range of reproductive health care services, including safe and legal abortion." Here is a group of religious leaders, pastors and religious leaders, saying that the killing of innocent unborn babies is a basic human right. In their letter, they urge lawmakers to add language to the Vermont Constitution guaranteeing what they called the right to an abortion. The proposed amendment states, and I quote, "that an individual's right to personal reproductive autonomy is central to the liberty and dignity to determine one's own life course and shall not be denied or infringed unless justified by a compelling state interest achieved by the least restrictive means." A compelling state interest. What brought this up? The state Senate in Vermont is scheduled to vote on the amendment this week. It would put in the Constitution of the state of Vermont that abortion is a right. That, my friends, is evil and wicked. And the so-called religious leaders are wicked and evil. Strong words, true words. And then this, just real quick. State of Utah has done something that no other state has done, and I applaud it. The state of Utah has passed a law that requires fathers to shoulder half of the pregnancy costs. In the state of Utah, if a man, a young man, gets a girl pregnant, he must pay half of all of the pregnancy costs. He becomes just as responsible as the woman, as the mother. By the way, it does not include abortion. The law requires the costs encountered during woman's pregnancy and childbirth to be paid in half by the father. Good for the state of Utah. The text of the legislation says that biological fathers are specifically required to pay 50% of a mother's insurance premiums while she is pregnant. Pregnancy-related medical costs, including the hospital birth of the child, that are not paid by another person. Forcing men to be responsible for their actions. First state in America to do so. Oh, I got time for the weird and wacky. Yeah, I won't have time to make any comment, and that's probably pretty good. Bruce Jenner. Remember Bruce Jenner, who is now calling himself Caitlyn Jenner, has announced that she may run for governor of the state of California. Yeah, Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner pretending to be a woman, may run for governor in the state of California on the Republican ticket. Yeah, only in California. All right, folks, thanks so much for joining me. Have a wonderful evening. But wherever you go and whatever you do, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.